Other techniques that are widely used are if you have got a mixture of polar and non-polar organic compounds, the quickest way of separating out that sort of mixture is solvent extraction. So you use two different solvents and you put your mixture of interest into there. The non-polar ones will head to the non-polar solvent. So we've got a hexane layer here, that's your non-polar solvent, and floating underneath it we've got a water layer, so your polar compounds end up in that. So for natural product chemistry, this is the norm. Okay, you'll usually grind up your leaves, you'll put it into a, for instance, a hexane water mixture or maybe diethyl ether water mixture, and you'll do a crude separation out on the basis of the functional groups that are present. What sort of functional groups are going to go into water? Such as? Hydroxyl, yep, another one. Yep, another one. Somebody else help out? Nitrogen, yeah, what would be the nitrogen ones? Amines and aminos, yeah. So that's where you're looking at things that are likely to go into water. Okay, now with this problem in a final exam then, I'll typically give you a mixture of something and ask you how you would purify this thing and verify that it's pure. So clearly if the thing's going to end up as a solid, you are going to crystallise it as a last step and then do a melting point to verify that it's pure. If it's liquid, obviously then the crystallisation is not the last step, unless you're going to do it at super low temperatures or something, it's going to be a nuisance. So you would head then to a distillation. Now it's a fractional distillation is what you're going to have to use, not a straight distillation. So in the second semester subject we do a extraction of caffeine from coffee, which is what I had. If you want to go straight to the caffeine, you have to extract it. So that extraction then, the final step of it, we simply do a distillation where we distill all of the dichloromethane off. Whereas a fractional distillation would be saying, well, you've got some dichloromethane present, you've got some chloroform present, you have to separate them by boiling them at different temperatures and collecting the different fractions. So to do that, you would simply have a pig sitting at the end here with lots of little snouts coming off it, and you would have a number of flasks, one under each of the snouts, and you simply turn the pig and switch flasks. So you watch the boiling point go up. When it stabilises at one temperature, you collect your first fraction. Then the temperature will start going up, so you switch to the next little flask. You collect the intermediate fraction as the temperature is going up. You throw that away, and then you switch to the third flask when your temperature stabilises at the next fraction.